Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome. It is Deborah Leanne and time for Wednesday Wisdom. And this being the first week in the month of May, well, I'm not sure when you'll be listening to it, but it's actually May 4th, 2016. And so much is shifting and growing and beginning to bloom. And in the garden, in my soul, in my business, and I'm feeling this urge to dance, you know, like the May Day celebrations. And there is something really beautiful, and I love that Camelot song, The Lusty Month of May. It's the colors are so vibrant, and the way the sun comes through, it's not hot yet. It's just beautiful and warm, and everything's glistening from lots of rain. And the new colors and the new flowers that are showing up, I'm always impressed with what comes back year after year and what new things that even show up that weren't there last year. Not just weeds, but other things. And it surprises me how many wildflowers and plants that I enjoy are biannuals. You know, the first year they may not bloom. And it just goes to show us how sometimes our timing, our wanting to make something happen doesn't make a difference. It's the nature's timing. It's Mother Earth's timing. It's divine timing. So let's just do a quick dropping in and getting present, and then we'll get into a little bit more about what I mean by mother energy and this creative process that's going on. So to start, feeling your feet very heavy, almost like they're the bottoms of your feet are melting into the floor, reaching down and taking hold of that beautiful gravity energy, that beautiful energy that Mother Earth is giving to us at any time if we just notice it. And letting those grounding cords go down from our system and loop back around. So we're sending down any energy that we no longer need or that doesn't serve us, or just like we have bowel movements or we compost or whatever, we send down what isn't needed and allow it to be transmuted into that beautiful, rich, nurturing earth or space for what is new that's wanting to be born, right? So I tend to see this energy looping through my feet, down and up and around from my root chakra as well. So if you can feel your seat in your chair, just wiggle your hips back and forth. If you're standing, that's cool too. Just allowing your system and your body to be cued to safety by a little rocking back and forth. Slowly. Figure eights with your hips are always beautiful because there's that allows you to activate that creative power, the juice that we hold down in our power center, our womb space, that center for creative energy, our center of gravity even, right? And we'll just allow that to just run as that energy system gets hooked up and into place. It can just do its own thing. We don't have to pay attention to it anymore. And then breathing in and focusing our attention to that space between your hips, allowing your pelvic bowl to feel the fullness of you. I posted a video the other day on my page around feeling pregnant with possibilities. I just feel like there's something waiting to be born from me. or with me. Maybe I'm just a midwife of it. I have no idea. I'm allowing myself to not know, and it's killing me because there's all the my mind that's so curious about what it is, what is it, you know, and to name it and get a due date and plan for it. And I'm just pulling back and saying, yes, I notice you, curiosity, and guess what? The surprise will be even that much more spectacular if I just let it go, let it come on its own when it's ready. So the deep breaths in through your nose and the exhale through your mouth. If you're in a space where you can, closing your eyes to focus your attention more fully and turning off all other energy drains, things that are calling for your attention that you can choose to let go for now. You're at choice. Remember that. So often we feel like we don't have a choice in what's running our life, and we forget that we are the one at choice in all moments. So we're just going to let that breath deepen, slowing down, adding to that movement of our body, that just the cueing of our system, that we're safe, we can slow down, we can pause. And we're going to give ourselves the gift of this present time, this present moment in time. And then the final piece is by calling back all of our energy to us, all the places. I just read a teacher of mine, Michelle Grace, mentions that we leave breadcrumbs of ourselves all over the place throughout our life. And at times, because of whatever happened at that time, we felt like we needed to hold on to that space, and we left a part of ourselves there like a bookmark. And when we're ready to be whole and holy in ourselves and in our power, we can call back that energy. We can see where the wound has taken place, and we can choose to embrace it in a way that allows it to be a lesson, a learning, and a grace for us to be even broader and more full in our fullness and wholeness. The next piece is, and this is just a reminder that we want to call in our own beautiful divine light from our highest self, from the God or goddess or energy of our choosing. I love to think of this as the sun, moon, and stars, but there's one particular beam of light that's a blend of those heavenly bodies that comes down and finds me. And it fills me. It goes in through my crown just like I am a vessel. And it fills me with that golden energy, that remembrance that I am not just this physical body. I am so much more, and I am tied to the cosmos. That in itself is a huge remembering, right, of we're spiritual beings in this divine human physical body. And by remembering that, it just brings a sense of all is well, and I'm in the perfect space right now. And breathing that in, feeling the gratitude that we are in an amazing time. There's so many places on this planet right now that are suffering from unclean water or war or living under the elements because there's no housing, or leaving behind parts of our family to escape from horrible situations where things are happening that are way beyond what we could ever imagine. And yet we feel our lives are so damaged and crazy, and there's so much we want to change about our life, as opposed to thinking of the grace that we live in with clean water, clean air, a roof over our heads, transportation, whether it be public or our own, to get us to and from where we need to be, friends and family and people that love us, food and education, work and play that we love. So as we breathe all of that in, I would love for you to imagine that you are your own mother. You are birthing your life. You are allowing your creativity and your special spark to shine in the world. If you can remember being 4, 5, or 6 and playing outside and feeling the sun, feeling the grass under your bare feet, noticing that what the clouds are shaped like, just reveling in the beautiful flowers, even if it was a dandelion, we thought it was so beautiful. The wonder at all the things we didn't know. And what everything that struck us is so funny and such a game, and how we created our days around looking forward to life in a childlike innocence and wonder. But I'm wondering now where we lost that wonder and that innocence and that anticipation of what the day might bring. When did we go from living off of a calendar of to-dos and lists of things that are deadline-driven and have-to-dos versus, wow, what do we get to do today? Right? What game are we going to play today? What color are we going to pick out of the crayon box and you know, color our picture with? So many beautiful choices, and each one was, for me, so much fun. So as we remember this creating our day and creating our life one day at a time, 1 hour at a time, 1 minute at a time, in a way with that childlike innocence and wonder, I'm curious if you guys can think of how often we use the term mother. Mothering things and mothering our children or mothering our animals or our possessions or our loved ones. Sometimes I've had men say, "Please, you know, I already have a mother. I don't need you to be my mother." I had younger brothers and sisters that said that too. We have a mother. You're not our mother. Do you remember that? You're not the mother of me. And yet the beautiful pieces of mothering, the nurturing, the co-creating, the caretaking, the one that was always there for many of us when we were sick, the one that held us before we went to sleep or kissed us goodnight or tucked us in or read us a book, all of those beautiful mothering acts are needed for each of our dreams, our goals, our changes that we're going through, our new ways of being, even new patterns of behavior. You know, as we move to maybe a new exercise routine or a new meditation routine, and we get upset because we miss a day, or we almost like do these self-punishing things if we screw up, right? What if we could mother ourselves in a way that is beautiful and kind, like a fairy godmother that would be noticing what we did do right, celebrating with us what was perfect about us, and allowing us to mother these dreams, these gifts of ours, these lights of ours that want to be shining out there in a way that's not coddling, not keeping us overly safe, but, you know, pushing us to the brink of our becoming, right? You know, like our mothers sent us off to kindergarten. They trusted. I mean, I actually rode a bus to kindergarten. And, you know, they didn't come with me and walk me into the classroom. Now, granted, I walked my children into the classroom, but especially the first, you know, day or the first week. But soon, even in nursery school, they would be like, you need to drive away now. The sooner she sees that this is the way it is, and that she doesn't need to make you sad by continuing to cry as you leave her to go to nursery school, the sooner she'll adjust and she'll get used to it. But the more I got upset, it kept her upset. So this was with my youngest. She gave us a lot of grief going to nursery school and elementary school. It would just feed my anxiety, which just fed hers, and then we had this ugly loop. So in the ideal world, a mother would be walking us to the door, waving goodbye, saying, I hope you have an amazing day and I can't wait to talk to you afterwards, and walking away and trusting that this is exactly the right thing that needs to happen. And believe me, it doesn't go away. Dropping off my kids at college, I'm sure walking with them when they get married. Each of those moving away from us is our job as mothers. So I want to come back to the mothering of ourselves. And what I'm wanting to pull from this is there's something changing on our planet about co-creating. Back in the days when we did live in a village or in a communal society where I'm thinking of the Red Tent, where there were lots of moms able to take care of the children. And even when I grew up, I knew every mom on the street. And she would let me know if I was doing something wrong, trampled her flowers or whatever. And we honored that. And my mom couldn't keep track of all of us, especially as we were out running around up and down the street and out and around the neighborhood. So we all relied on all of the other families to help take care of all of the children. And Hillary Clinton said it some years back, that it takes a village. So I'm coming back around to as women who are entrepreneurs or executives or have big dreams we want to create in the world, we are not here to do it alone. There's something about collaborating, coming together and sharing our gifts that is needed, it's welcomed, and it's actually going to be the norm soon. We're still in a place, I think many of us, where it's hard for us to even ask for what we need, to ask for support, to reach out to another and say, you know what, you're really good at writing marketing copy, and I would rather not be doing that. I'd rather spend my time planning over here or, you know, writing the curriculum or creating podcasts or, doing the teaching of the classes. And if you're really good at the logistics piece or the marketing piece, then I need you to work with me on my team. I'll support you with your stuff, and you can support me with mine, and let's work together. And it's interesting to me that in the last 3 weeks, I have sat in on, or I'm invited to another as well, three different teams that are going to create something together. And that's kind of cool. You know, different thought leaders and teachers coming together to do a retreat around mind, body, heart, and soul for women that will allow them to get all pieces of the puzzle so that they can create the change they want to create in their life. And it doesn't mean any one person has to be on call and training and holding space for the entire 2.5 days of this retreat, because there's 5 of us that are going to put it together. There's 3 or 4 of us coming together to do a leadership retreat. And how beautiful is that? Because we all have different talents and ways of teaching. And then the people that are at the leadership retreat can decide who they would like to work with further. If they want any more, they'll know who they feel comfortable with, you know, to go forward if there's additional coaching necessary or needed or wanted. And just today, this amazing meeting I was at, within 1 hour, we got something done that has been sitting on the to-do list for over 6 weeks for this team. It took 3 very diverse types of brains with the current body of work that was already out there. So we started there, and we whipped this whole thing into shape, and we were done. And we were all kind of like, wow, that didn't even take an hour. That was, you know, and it was easy and it was fun and we laughed and we got to a final draft stage. And it's just so, it was just orchestrated, I mean, and harmonious. And we each got to play with our strengths, which is fun for each of us, right? So, where is it in your life that you have something that wants to be born? And who can be your support system? Who can be your midwife? Who can be your doula? Who can be your parenting support system? Who can be your co-parent? Who can be your other caretaker? Who can take care of you while you're taking care of the baby? Who can... And I'm using this all as an analogy, but think in terms of a brand new baby coming into the world. Typically, people come from all over, and it's gotten more to gifts, you know, where people give you things. And I'm not talking about that as much as I'm talking about in the olden days that I remember when my mom was having children, where people would come over and bring dinner. They would come over and take the kids for the afternoon, the other kids. They would come over and say, can I help you with your laundry or cleaning house? Or I'm going to the grocery store. Can I pick up some things for you? I mean, it was just ways of helping out that we all need. So that's what I see this month of May being around. It's the creative energy coming through us of something that wants to be born from our gifts, with our unique brilliance, the special sauce of our talents and wisdom, and what makes it truly magical is when we share this with another. 2, 3, 4, doesn't matter how many are on the team. Smaller sometimes is better, but when we share who we are and what we're here to do in the world, that's where the synergy happens and where the adding of another person's time, talent, and treasure to yours creates something that's greater than the sum of the parts. So instead of one person coming forward with their ideas and concepts and dreams and what they want to accomplish, or 2 people coming forward with 2 separate things, it becomes 11. It's like the one and the one you put together, and it's 11, not 2. It's a different way of adding, isn't it? So I'm going to stop there. I just wanted to set the stage for what this mother energy is and the creativity that's within it and the ability to co-create and collaborate, and the importance that we do more and more and more of this now, all around the world. The Dalai Lama, I just posted a video on my business page, at my Deborah Leanne page, on the importance of having more women in positions of leadership and the importance of us all coming together to create the change that we need. And I've been saying this for years. That whole be the change thing, ladies, it is time. And it's not time about, oh, I don't have a very good idea or I don't have anything to share, because everybody has the most amazing gifts. And it tends to be the things that you think are simple and easy. Oh, can't everyone do that? No. Typically, if you think it's super easy to get something done, it tends to be something that others struggled getting done. How can we recognize where we have those unique gifts and talents? And how can we bring them to the forefront? Not discount them anymore, but see them as they are. And use this strengths-based wisdom and leadership to create the change that we want and need and desire and that we've all been waiting for. So that's my note for this week, and I so appreciate your listening in, and I would really love to hear any comments that this might stir up for you. And until our next time together, take excellent care of you, shine your light, and share your wisdom. Bye-bye.